and welcome to this edition of DEcast. My name is Rob Bagby. I'm a developer evangelist for Microsoft Corporation. And in this edition, I'm going to illustrate how to build a viable test environment to test transport security or to test SSL or HTTPS. So in order to do that, what we want to do is create a self-signed certificate. If you're familiar with IIS 7, you'll note that we have a really easy means to create these self-signed certs. However, there's a challenge or a problem with the process, and I'm going to point that problem out. I'm going to provide you a solution, and I'm going to give you all the steps you need to build a viable environment so you can test transport security for both web applications as well as web services. So let's just get started by creating a website. So I'm just going to go down to Sites here, and I'm going to close add Website, and I'm going to call it testssl.com. I'm going to go my physical path. I'm going to set that to a directory I created. And then I'm just going to use host header. So I'll say www.testssl.com and click OK. We've got our site. I'm going to go down here to manage the website. I'm just going to restart the site, get everything working. Now I need to add an entry into my host file. So I'm going to C, Windows, System 32, drivers, etc. Click on hosts, open up Notepad. Where's my host file? There we go. And I'm just going to add an entry here for www.testssl.com. Let's click Save. And now we can go ahead and test our site to make sure it just works, HTTP works. Just click Browse. And you can see it worked fine. So now what we want to do is let's go ahead and use the IIS 7 easy means to create a server certificate. So I've just clicked on my server node here, and I'm clicking on server certificates, or double clicking. And on the right hand side, you can see, it just says create self-signed certificate. So I'm just going to go ahead and create one. We're going to name it www.testssl.com, and click OK. And that's our friendly name. The challenge you're going to see is the issued to, or the CN. We want that to be our site's URL, but it's set to the local machine name, which is going to really be the source of our problems that we're having. And so we can go through and test this thing by assigning that cert. So I'm going to go ahead and edit the bindings for my site. I'm going to go ahead and add HTTPS binding, and I'm going to choose my testssl.com cert. I'm going to click OK. So now we're ready to test this thing. So I can go and click on Content View, right click, and choose Browse. And you can see it all works fine over HTTP in port 80. But if I add an S, HTTPS, you're going to see we got a little error exposed to us from IE. And it says the security certificate presented by this website was issued for a different website's address. And that's because of that issued to. We need that to match the URL to our site. And so we can actually, if we're testing just a website itself, you know, on the browsable web, we can click on continue to this website, not recommended, and it works. Now, IE gives us a nice little indication that there's an issue with the certificate, so we know that that's a problem, but this will work for testing on the browsable web. However, if we want to test services running over HTTPS, this won't work. And that's a big challenge. So we need to solve this problem. So let's go ahead and do that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go back here, and I'm going to go back to server certificates, and I'm just going to delete this cert. I'm going to remove it, click OK. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to add one kind of the old-timey way, if you will. In IIS 6, there's a set of resources that were available for us to download. And one of those is a tool called selfssl.exe. And so we're going to use that. I'm going to go ahead and run a command prompt. You can't see this. This is off the screen. But I'm just opening up a command prompt as an administrator. And here I am. Here's the command prompt. Now what I want to do is navigate to a directory that where I've downloaded selfssl.exe. Now don't worry about if you can't find selfssl.exe. You can go out to robbagby.com and find my blog posting on this topic. And I've got a link to where you can download selfssl.exe. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to navigate or get the uh, get the path to where I've exposed self-ssl.exe. Let's just change directories here. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm just going to run self-ssl.exe, and I'm just going to pass it a couple parameters. So I'm going to say slash n, and the name is common name equals www.testssl.com. Oops, got to spell it right. And then I'm going to make it valid for, let's just say, 1,000 days. And then I want to pass it the site ID. And if I do that, it will give me the appropriate, or set up the appropriate binding for me. So if I click on sites in IIS Manager, I can find the site ID. In this case, my site ID is 2. And so I can do a /s:2 and run this. And it's going to ask me if I want to replace the settings. I'm going to say yes. And it says the self-signed certificate was successfully assigned to Site 2. And we can see, if we go back to Server Certificates, we now have our new server certificate. I didn't give it a friendly name, but the issued to now matches my site, which is exactly what I needed. And if we go down into my site itself and edit the bindings, we can see we got the appropriate binding. And if I choose to edit that, you can see it was assigned to the appropriate certificate. So we're good to go. I can actually test this thing now. And so let's go and click Content View. I can right-click and choose Browse. And again, we're going through port 80, so HTTP. Let's go HTTPS. Oh, we got another issue. It says there's a problem with this website certificate. The security certificate presented by this website was not issued by a trusted certificate authority. So we need to actually add this thing to the trusted root certificate authorities. And one way to do that is to go into IE, go into Internet Options, and I think under Content and Certificates, you can click on Trusted Root Certificate Authorities and click Import. But we actually need to go one step further in order to test services. We need to add this into the local computer's Trusted Root Certification Authorities. So let me show you how to do that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go down to my Start button. I'm going to click Run. And I'm going to open up the Certificate Manager, just mmc.exe space certmanager.mgr.msc. Click OK. And here's my Certificate Manager. What I'm going to do is I'm going to navigate into Trusted Root Certification Authorities and click on Certificates. And I'm just going to right-click, choose All Tasks, Import. So we're going to just walk through the certificate import wizard. I'm going to click Next, and it's asking me for a file name for the export of my certificate. Well, I don't have that. I haven't exported that yet, so we need to do that. So let's go back into IIS, and inside of IIS, I can go to my certificates, and I can right-click, or I can single-click on it and choose Export on the right-hand side. Let's click Export. So I'm going to export it to a specific location. So let me just go ahead and put that to IIS, Certificates, Exports, and I'll export it to a file named testssl.pfx. I'm going to give it a password of password. Click OK. Now I've got a valid export. We can go back into the Cert Manager and browse to that export file. Now down here on the right, you can see it's defaulted to looking for .cer CRTs. You can change this to all files or PFX files. I'm going to choose a PFX because I know the extension. And click Next. Now it wants the password that I assigned earlier. I'm going to add my password. Now, this is where it's kind of important. Over here, right now it's going to throw it under Trusted Root Certification Authorities, but I want to be explicit about the actual physical store where it's going to. So I'm going to click on Show Physical Stores. I'm going to navigate back up to the top. Under Trusted Root Certification Authorities, I'm going to choose Local Computer and click OK. Now I can just click Next and Finish, and the import was successful. So now we should have solved all of the problems. And in fact, you can see inside of IIS after we test this thing. Well, let's test it. We'll go to Content View, right-click, Browse. And we change this to HTTPS. And everything works just fine. And you can see by adding it into that store, we also have added it. It's also available to see it here. And we can find our cert right there, testssl.com. Okay, well, I hope this is helpful to you. Illustrates that in 10 minutes or so, you're going to be able to really easily create a viable test environment for running services as well as websites over HTTPS. Thank you very much. And if you want to see this in printed form, you can go out to my blog, robbagby.com, and you'll find a blog posting on this as well. Thank you very much.